At the 2012 Farm Progress Show, I'm visiting with Abe Hughes with New Holland. Abe, this, I don't know, maybe is the seventh or eighth year now that New Holland has been a sponsor of our coverage of the show. We can't thank you enough for that, doing that once again. I'll tell you what, here at the show, you have a packed lot, meaning I think you've got a lot of products for these farmers to look at.
Well, Chuck, we do have a lot of products here, and it's always great seeing you here, and we're real happy to keep the partnership going. But, yeah, we've got a lot of great things going on here in 2012 at the Farm Progress Show. As you can see, there's a lot of buzz and there's a lot of excitement, particularly at the New Holland booth. Few things, I think, are creating that buzz and excitement, and it's us doing a lot more deliberate job of really marketing and positioning the brand. As we've talked about in the past, you know, what New Holland has done is gone into three distinct segments. We've got our core of the brand, which is our dairy livestock, which is what Abe Zimmerman started in 1895. That's right here at the center of the booth. And everything is around that core because dairy and livestock impacts the other two important segments of our business as well. So on the one hand here, I'm looking out over our cash crop segment. And then on the other hand back there, we've got our residential, commercial, municipal utility segment, our hobby lifestylers. So we're not a brand that's conflicted anymore as to who our customer is. We have three distinct customer segments, always with that dairy livestock in the middle, you know, really overlapping everything we do. And it's that mixed farmer that we're increasingly following into this cash crop area. Our mixed farmers have some cattle, whether they're doing a cow-calf operation or whether they're raising cows, which is one of our traditional businesses. They're also now doing a lot of corn production because that's where the money's at today in agriculture. And those guys are growing corn. Why? Because a lot of the corn they're growing is for fuel, for ethanol. And as you can see here, as you overlook our cash crop area of the stand, we've got some really cool equipment out here. We've got our self-propelled sprayer that looks like a NASCAR. You know, it's our number one. It's got a nice green stripe on it. We look at our combines. They've got the same kind of motif going on. And we did that very deliberately. Last year we had camouflage. This year we've got a whole emphasis on a brand new partnership with American Ethanol. The partnership, as you're going to hear from Mark Hooper a little bit later, is really about aligning ourselves with the organization that supports farmers, that supports all of the ethanol plants and producers in this country. We've aligned ourselves so that we're getting access to 55,000 producers out there of ethanol. We're putting our name on the line saying that we're 200% behind the ethanol production. We believe it's brought great stability to the American farmer. It's brought income stability to them and their families. It's helped rejuvenate the rural communities. And what I really like best, it's clean. It's clean energy. The more ethanol we produce and we use in our fuel, the cleaner the air is that we breathe. And finally, for me, the killer reason we support this is that we're growing America's energy independence. We no longer have to rely on these hostile governments out there, you know, to buy oil from. You know, as you know, a lot of these governments, they don't treat us very well. So for all those different reasons, we felt it was important to support ethanol and support our farmers in this way.
I think it's a bold step that you've taken, a very visible one with the kind of the marketing, as you mentioned, that's going around this, because, you know, the first thing I saw when I came by here on the lot was, you know, the yellow combine, the blue stripe, and then there's a green one on there, and the American Ethanol logo. So it's very visible, and I just have got to believe that some of these farmers, these corn growers, are walking around here going, yeah, there's somebody that does support what we're doing and trying to do. Even in the midst of some of the opposition that's out there.
Well, I'll tell you that some of the producers and farmers that are coming in here are coming in and they're seeing this American ethanol on some of our machines because they've already had an introduction to this. Part of our partnership is that we're going out to the different plants out there that produce ethanol and we're doing demonstrations. We're showing them and introducing them to the New Holland brand where they might not have seen it before. And so we're inviting everybody to kind of take stock in all of this and, you know, come into our equipment and come be part of our New Holland family. Other things that we've got going on here at the stand, Chuck, we've got a brand new large square baler on the other end that is really fantastic. It's got some new design and new shaping, as you'll see. It's pretty cool. It's a redesigned product, and it's for, again, that big professional, you know, maker of hay for the guys doing thousands of bales a year. We also have some new small tractors out there. We have a Class 3, which is a compact tractor with cab. It's It's got a CVT engine, a CVT transmission, rather, on this. And you'll see it's prominently displayed over there. That's a real nice offering. As well as we've got some smaller 20, 25 horsepower tractors. Over here, we've got a self-propelled sprayer, our front boom sprayer, which is really a beauty. It's one of the best sprayers in the market today, stable, etc. It's got a brand new cab with incredible comfort. I encourage you to get up there and take a look. Maybe take some pictures. You'll see it's probably one of the best cabs of any piece of equipment out there on the farm shore for the creature comforts that we've designed into that cab this year.
And that becomes increasingly important as these farms get bigger. Some of these guys have to spend a lot of hours in those cabs.
Well, you've got that phenomenon going on that they're, you know, the sprayer is, in fact, the most used piece of equipment on the farm today. They take that sprayer out several times a year. But the other thing you've got going is you've got the precision farming, which allows you to do the auto guidance, which allows you to really not have to pay so much attention to everything that's going on. Less true on the sprayer because you've got a lot of things, applications you're doing. But you can do some other things in that sprayer, and now you can have your computer going, etc. So we've tried to make it more and more comfortable so you can do some multitasking while you're doing your farming as well, right?
Well, and one other thing that I thought is fascinating here, and I'm looking forward to getting a little bit more of a lesson on it, is how you're handling some of the stover with some new technology that's allowing a farmer to make one pass, harvest his corn, and at the same time take advantage, hopefully, of what he might be able to do with this corn stover.
Well, as you see here, we've got a corn rower, which is in one of our combines over here. It's new technology that only New Holland has. We're way ahead of the market, and New Holland has always been innovative and always leading the way, especially when it comes to our main plate, which is dairy livestock, and of course, we're talking about packaging, we're talking about baling. Well, it just so happens that biomass is part of that tradition, right? Right now, we're in the first generation of biofuels. That's really producing ethanol from corn kernels, right? What you see with the corn rower is now a whole move towards the biomass movement, where you're going to actually take the stover and you're going to extract as much ethanol as possible from the stover itself. And that second generation of biofuels is really right now in the experimental stage. You've got a couple of big innovative guys working it, like Poet, for example. You got Pioneer working this as well. We're going to be right there with them. We've already got the equipment to support that collection of the stover in a clean way, in a way that needs to be handled. You got to handle it very carefully so you don't get dirt in there. It leaves just the right amount of residue, right? So you don't have any kind of the erosion that goes on. So we're really creating an incredible efficiency and able to extract every ounce of carbohydrate and protein that's produced right off the field and leave just the right amount of residue so that we don't deteriorate and we can have sustainable farming for the long-term future. That's what we got going on there.
Well, you got a lot going on. I think for those who get to listen, this is obviously a very comprehensive look at New Holland and what New Holland has to offer to agriculture here at the 2012 Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.